What's up, guys? Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel, also known as That Chick Angel. Tell them who you are,
What's
honey.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Marcus.
This is my husband of almost 11 years. It'll be 11 years on Saturday. 11 years of marriage. We've been together for a little bit longer than that. So for those of y'all, if this is your first time tuning into our podcast, thank you so much for checking us out.
We greatly appreciate it. Yeah. To skip all the formalities, y'all can just go back and listen to some of the other podcasts we've done.
Oh, no, we're going to do all the formalities.
Well, we got to pre-record that too.
Yes, well, we have it. So they're going to hear it all afresh. If you all are listening to this the first time, know that you can listen to it in a couple of different places. There's iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, and a couple of other podcast websites that we're on. You can also watch it on YouTube, on my YouTube channel called That Chick Angel TV. And you can also interact with us, well, mostly me, all through social media. You can find me at the handle at That Chick Angel, other than on Twitter, which is Angel the Actress. So we're going to...
Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all next time.
He's a mess. Okay, so what has been grinding your gears this week? What is it? Or do you need me to start?
You know me. I got a list of stuff. I got to flip through my tablet.
Shut your mouth. Well, I know something.
That's all before lunch.
I know something that grinded my gears since the last time we were here. So my birthday was just this past week, just literally a week ago, and we were having a dope party, dope all-white party, all these beautiful black people. There was a couple of white folk there that showed up too, praise God. Anyways, one of our neighbors called the police on us.
It probably, by the time the cops got here, it was like 11 o'clock, so it means they probably called at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. Now, in our neighborhood, mostly quiet neighborhood, it's pretty quiet, but people have parties all the time.
Yeah.
Literally... about 3 weeks before Angel's party, there was a party going on, and it was probably about, this is on the 3rd of July we had her party, so everybody had the day off the next day, unless you were law enforcement or something. And there was a party going on at a house catacorner to our backyard till about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning on like a Tuesday or Wednesday night morning type thing. And I was like, you know what? If they get quiet just a little bit, I'll go ahead and chill out, let them. Anyway, it went on. I was like, I was able to sleep through it. I didn't say nothing. Meanwhile, there's parties literally all over this neighborhood. Like every other weekend, you'll hear like a loud party going on to like 2-3 o'clock. We haven't done anything since Angel's party last year. And I can't believe like somebody called the police.
Maybe somebody had called the police on the other party, but still, it was just like.
Not at no 9:30, 10 o'clock.
You right. No, I'm saying, oh, yeah, no. It's because definitely the police don't respond that quickly out here. Well, they did when
they do at this neighborhood.
Yeah, they did when we called on that one lady.
No, they respond. Our old neighborhood, they'd be like, we might show up.
Yeah.
So it was like, that annoyed me. And being that I figured they could hear us, I got on the mic and gave them some choice words because they were doing karaoke. Could have been the choice words of music y'all decided to.
I mean,
blur throughout the neighborhood.
You can't really hear them lyrics everywhere.
Yeah, you can, Angel.
Whatever. They.
Anyways, I contribute some of it, like 10% of it could have been that. But anyway, regardless of the fact, somebody called the cops. So I told Angel, I ain't going to be able to hear a loud conversation without calling the cops now. I'm going to walk around, get the address, and let them know what address to go to. And I let them know that on the mic. I said, if y'all can hear me, please know that you have just ruined every single occasion in this neighborhood moving forward.
Yeah, he definitely was in the petty type of mind frame after that. But that's definitely what grinded my gears last week. Did you have a different one? Or was that you trying to use what I use? Because I know you be sweating me.
Is that what you think?
You do.
I need to figure out how to word that because it's gonna come off real offensive and racist if I bring it up right now. It just hit me. I'm just like, yeah, they always. We'll just go off that to keep it short.
Yeah. Oh no, I will bring up one other thing. This will be short. Our AC broke. Was it the day after? No, it was on Sunday. This past Sunday.
I noticed it Saturday night. Yeah, it was acting funny. Compressor wasn't
kicking
in. Praise
God for you.
And then, so I went ahead and turned it off and just left the fan running all night. And then the next day, we ended up getting somebody to come out. But they quoted us on the phone like $99 for the emergency call. And that $99 would go toward the repair. Long story short, it ended up costing almost $1,000 by the time the guy, I was like, so how much is this? He showed me on his phone. I'm like, all right, we need to talk to your office, because I'm like, you came out. Granted, you did come out on an emergency call. I'm willing to pay $200 for an emergency call. I understand it's an emergency call. But then you replace $40 parts, and you're going to charge us almost a grand? No, we need to talk to the office. So Angel's still talking to the office about that.
Yeah, I mean, we paid it, but it's just like, because luckily we have home warranty. So our home warranty wasn't open, so they couldn't dispatch somebody out. So we just called someone, and they'll still reimburse them. But I don't know if they're going to reimburse us. I don't know if they're going to reimburse us the full thing, because it almost seems laughable how much they charge for what they did.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the fact that he knows something about, you know, air conditioning units, HVAC.
Yeah.
We would have just gotten scammed, but we'll see. But yeah, I was like, I need an itemized.
They
gonna see
me on Yelp if they don't clear this up.
Right, an itemized checklist. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go.
So, Liz, he's like, go. Yeah, okay, so the topic of the day, so we're going to go ahead and jump into that, is mistakes you've made in relationships, either with mine or with ours or prior to. As I said before, we are celebrating our 11-year anniversary, which I don't take lightly. I am very, you know, proud of us and very happy about the marriage that I am. I am in. I hope you are. Don't you look at me like that. I'll slap the sweat off your nose. But obviously we didn't get here without making mistakes in the past, whether it be with each other or with people that we were dating before. And I know we've done like our lovey-dovey, like last year I thought it was very sweet, our 10-year anniversary, the podcast we did, we talked about the things that, you know, what we love the most about each other. And I remember you said, do you remember the compliment you gave me? Probably the nicest compliment I've ever received from you.
Nah.
You said, I make being married easy.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah, I said something like that. Yeah, you
sounds
did.
Like something I say.
Well, and while I think it's beautiful that we celebrate our love, our black love, I do think it's also helpful to be transparent and say the mistakes we've made in the past in any relationship, whether it been really serious or just kind of like a, I know this ain't gonna last, but I'm gonna have fun with it while I can. I'll start because I know you're probably thinking. I know one of the mistakes that I have done, and I'm glad I don't have to go through this again. This is the only one. I feel like I give way too much, way too soon. And I don't mean like giving up the butt or nothing like that, but I do give way
too. You go all the way in.
Yeah, just way too soon, like with. Get like, well, I did horrible with you, so maybe I did fix myself before I
don't
got
blame
you.
Yourself for that.
Well, no,
I'm
you know what
to deal with.
Shut up. No, but even if we don't, if we remove Christmas, like I flew you out to California and we had only went on like 2 official dates, and then I was like, come on out and see me. That's a whole lot.
Nose was wide open.
It so, was. I'm not going to lie about it. So was yours. That's the reason why you got on a plane for the first time to come see me.
I ain't never turned on no gift from no chick. Hey, y'all, I got one flying me out to Cali. You know what I'm saying? I'm going out to L.A.
I can't believe it's probably too rated R to tell you what his brother said when he found out that I was flying him out.
Y'all could imagine.
I just was like, well, Marcus told me I was.
And I was like, no, actually not.
But no, then he did guess it. He said, you must have did this. And he were like,
yeah.
Just foul. But yeah, I feel like I gave, luckily I won out on him, but prior boyfriends, I would like do so much to like show them that I was interested, that I cared, where I do believe that being aloof would have served me some, like not being so pressed, I guess, to like be like, I really like you, you know, I'm really into you. I'll do this, I can do that. And I always just thought, well, you know what? It's just I go all in for stuff. That was a mistake. I don't care if I go all in on projects. I should not have done that in new relationships, because when it wasn't reciprocated or it took forever for it to be reciprocated, of course I'd be in my feelings some, but they had every right not to be all in, especially because none of them were taking it serious until after we broke up. Like, then it would be like, you probably would have won.
Hey, you ain't gonna finish that paper for me?
Right. I ain't never gonna get this from nobody else. No, because everybody else is sane. Everybody else has some goddamn good common sense. And in that way, I didn't. Do you have one? Have you figured out one?
I got some past relationships that were mistakes.
How did you
know? I ain't have a whole lot of relationships, but I've had some...
What do you mean by...
Some acquaintances that it shouldn't have been acquaintances, basically. Like, oh, I probably shouldn't have talked to her.
Why? Tell me.
It was a little too easy.
Oh.
Because she was easy.
Oh, so you feel like you shouldn't have been in a relationship with somebody that let you get in there too quick.
Again, I ain't have a lot of relationships.
Right. But you gave time to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you feel like...
I got two strong ones. Since one found out after the fact. They was like, hold on, you... Her? I was like, what? They just shook their head.
So...
And then my boy Jason was like, I mean, I understand. I went there too, but nah, bro.
So it was because of their reputation. You didn't know their reputation ahead of time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that was my fault because it wouldn't have took much to figure out the reputation. I just had to go stand in the middle of a crowd and yell the name.
Uh huh.
It was like one of them.
Oh God.
Yeah. It was like it was like Kanye West not knowing Kim Kardashian's past. It's like, no, for real.
Well, the other way around. It's not like Kanye ain't been.
But that's why she's famous.
Right. Yes. Her video is definitely what made her very popular. And you got to have a certain mindset in order to be able to just look past that and it not bother you. And that wasn't
apparently
your mindset.
Loony.
Don't say that. Thank you. Well, no. We're not even gonna mention Kanye. We're not gonna go in there. It's too much stuff to unpack.
Well, you think he is a subscriber?
No. It's not even that. It's just he's come out being bipolar, so I don't want to associate us calling him loony.
Oh yeah, you're right.
With
you're
his
right.
diagnosis of being
he
bipolar.
He said that though.
What?
That he's bipolar.
I mean, I'm not gonna question somebody if they say this. That. I just don't want people to think that we're equating the same. That being bipolar means that you loony. That's not what we're saying at all. So that's what I meant by we're not gonna talk about Kanye. Another mistake that I have definitely made is staying too long when I knew that stuff wasn't gonna work out. And I know you ain't never had that problem.
Nah.
You
like,
stay before you find
thing?
Out. Listen, the truth be told, he left our relationship before he knew it was gonna work out. He was like, I think this is gonna work out, let me leave. I'll come back later. sometimes I'd be like, it was just more of a thing. As hard as I go into a relationship, there's a bit of laziness when it comes to the thought of having to start another one. So I will be lazy enough to just be like...
It was exciting for me, like something new. All right.
I mean, there is a part that's exciting, but isn't it exhausting learning somebody? Like...
To the degree that you were trying to learn, yes.
I don't know. And also, this
when
is
when I was trying to learn,
You ain't learning
much. I can't even name last names.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can. Some of them.
This is horrible. Just so
it
you
is.
Know,
I ain't proud of it.
You sound like you are.
No, I'm just stating facts here.
I don't know if anybody else have understand what I'm saying. Like learning somebody, have them learn you. That can get exhausting.
It's exhausting making sure they don't learn you.
I only want you to know just a little bit.
Yeah, just
of
a
me.
Little bit.
But yeah, I'm just like I'm not. Especially for me, if I think somebody's attractive, slowly but surely there will be things that make them less attractive to me. And in getting into a relationship or whatever, or like talking to somebody, I'm trying to figure out where that point is going to stop, because eventually a person can become completely unattractive to me the longer I'm with them. And so having to get to that point of where is my attraction or unattraction going to stop? That is exhausting. It happens. It happens. Like even with you, like you were the finest thing I've ever seen before. And then after we started, so slowly but surely some of your shine started to wear off, but then it didn't go there. It didn't go very far. Like I still think you are fine as wine.
Thank you.
That is not the case for a lot of the folk that I've dated before. They got to just like, he's okay.
Now, the first time I heard that, one of my friends, she was telling me that her they were on the verge of like ending their relationship. And she was like, I told my mom how much I can't stand to hear him eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said that her mom told her, you need to leave that man as soon as possible because that's a large part of a relationship with somebody eating. She was like, and that means you just don't like him anymore.
Right, right.
She was like, but yeah, dude. She was like, no, y'all been together a long time. You may love him, but you do not like him. You almost despise him if you can't stand to hear a man eat.
But it's things like that. You know, he knows I can't stand to hear him do big swallows. It makes my skin just burn. That didn't happen until later on. I think your Adam's apple got bigger or something. It makes your swallows louder.
Who swallows harder than you?
You.
Drink a jug of water. I'm going to record you.
Drink. I'm not going to drink.
I said drink.
You said drink. Is Go he on back your mind? To Is it. He in your feelings?
Shut up.
You know
Shut
me?
Up. I'm not a fan.
He's not. I mean, he despises that man. I mean, and some of his songs are all right. Marcus is like, nope, they all suck.
I tried.
Yeah, so that has been one. It's just staying in a relationship too long. And I'm sure a lot of women have, and not just women, men have experienced that, just being around too long.
Oh, like, yeah. I almost gave up too much detail. No, I've had girlfriends in the past where it's just like, I don't like you anymore. Like, I didn't say that, but I was thinking it like, no, this is done. Everybody's like, you crazy. I'm like, nah, I'm not.
I'm not. This is not what I want to do anymore.
The thrill is gone.
Yeah. Yeah. But like going back to ours, he left way too early. I mean, he came right back the next day, but it was definitely, he won't
cold
stay.
Feet. I saw where it might be going. I was like, I ain't ready for that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. He was just like, I am in my early 20s. You didn't came along way too soon. And it's just like, but I'm here. And I love you. I definitely have made that. That one is probably the biggest mistake I have ever made. Do you feel like you've ever given the D too early in a relationship? In a something ship, whatever you want to call it?
On those two, yeah.
On just those two. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? What?
What's too soon?
It depends on who it is and how long I've known them. Like, it's a lot of factors that go into that.
Oh.
Too soon meaning I gave it at all.
Oh, okay.
So like me, it's like I never, that wasn't ever me. It's like, you know, hook up real quick. I wasn't up for the like quick hookups overnight or nothing like it. It never was me. As much as it sounds like it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was clear that I wasn't looking for no relationship. You know, we are close friends, we're not in no relationship. But at the same time, it's like I wouldn't look for no quick, like, you know, trying to get my numbers as high as possible. A lot of guys around me were doing that, but it wasn't me.
Right.
But yeah, those two, it was like, yeah, maybe I was a little too quick, Marcus. That ain't your style.
Right. Has there ever been a friendship that you feel like you took over into a relationship that you shouldn't have?
Maybe, yeah, no, I don't know, no.
You think
I haven't like taken any friendships into relationships?
Well, let me not say relationships. Taking any friendships?
Oh,
past friend.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why my friend that list has shrunk drastically.
Oh, okay. So yeah. There was some girls that were you all wouldn't.
I'm talking about
just,
people. Period. Now.
Hold
on. What is your question?
My question is:
this made me sound like I'm bisexual.
No.
The way I answered it.
I didn't nobody hear that but you in your head.
All right.
I'm saying where you had female friends that should have just remained female friends that you allowed it to go past what a friendship looks like. You know, friendship is just us kicking it.
Yeah,
stuff.
No, like, I said that hasn't gone there.
Okay. And the reason why I corrected it is because I called it a relationship, but that's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be called a relationship.
Oh, no. I ain't had no like friends that went over and beyond. I mean.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, okay, we were cool one day, but somehow now we kissing and doing more than what friends do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's happened once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see? I'm struggling.
Oh, yeah.
I am struggling. I'm not going to say who this is because we're going to end it, but I thought this would be a good story to end this topic on. One of Marcus's friends, I'm not going to say their name, called or hit me up. I don't know if it was via text or via social media, probably about 2 years ago. This is one of Marcus's, like, when we started dating, he considered her one of his best friends. And out of the blue, he hadn't talked to her in years. I don't think he had really talked to her since our wedding. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm going to put this out.
I wasn't going to say what.
I'm just saying.
No.
Go ahead.
Anyways, she hit me up randomly, and I obviously got paranoid because me and this person don't talk. And so I had to hit him up and was like, is this chick about to say something to me that you should say to me first?
And I was thinking, like, I'm pretty sure no. Like, I don't think that.
It ended up not being anything. But it was definitely one of those things, like.
Because I was really trying to think back, like, all right, we did a lot of drinking together. Shoot. We did a lot of drinking. Well, I did most of the drinking because she didn't really drink like it.
Yeah, it was. But it was like. Okay, time to stop the car. Because I was like,
it's about to be news for both of us. And she ain't going to believe it. Like, look, I.
Because it was just like, yeah. Random. Why didn't you want me to bring it up? Do you think I was going to say more than what I said?
No, just, oh. I don't know.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so I was like, thankfully, that wasn't one of his
relationships. I was glad to hear from her, even though she didn't hit me up. I'm like, where have you been?
And I'm not sure if she thought she was doing like the respectful thing of like contacting his wife instead of contacting him. And I'm not sure if that's what you all feel. Let me know in the comments below if you all feel like she was about the right since she hadn't been in contact with him for a while.
But they have never, I think they met each other like 2-3 times. Meanwhile, it was like, when I say my best friend, like we were inseparable.
Yeah, I think I only met her at the wedding. I don't know if I met her prior to that. I mean, I'd heard about
her. But one of her other friends told me, like, no, she does. She's known to do that. Like, she'll just pop up out of the blue and just hit up random people because you've been on her mind. I was like, what? And that's actually exactly what it turned out to be. I said, I don't know that side of her.
Yeah, but it was definitely like.
That's her
like,
cousin, actually.
Okay, so let's move on to the comment of the week. You all let us know any comments you all have in the comments below, if you're watching this on YouTube, of if any relationships have been like relationship mistakes that you've made, let us know in the comments below. But I want to run into this comment of the week. Marcus called me on this one because he thought it was hilarious. This was from our prom podcast.
Yeah.
This is from Candace Evans. She said, I went to homecoming and senior prom alone. My mom and my sister went with me in the limo. And at the end of the night, my mom picked me up in the family Volvo. But I couldn't do any after parties because I had to work the next day. Bless her heart.
Got their responsibility. Hey, I'm going to make these dollars. Y'all right. Going out. It was a bunch of comments on the prom thing that had me rolling.
Yes, you all. Yes. So please keep the comments coming on this one. Any relationship mistakes that when you look back at it, you're like, I should not have done that. What was
Read
I
the next
thinking?
One.
Oh, okay.
Fitness with Rose.
Fitness
we
with
can
Rose.
Redo this all today on this prom thing.
This is another twin mom. So Fitness with Rose. She says, so I had to have my date flown in from Texas, and he wasn't even supposed to leave the state. When he got back, he got arrested. She responded to somebody. She said, girl, I didn't even know. I called when I got our pictures back, and his mom was like, baby, he in jail.
Hey, I think I just want to pull all the funny comments one day and just read them off. Like,
you all give us.
To me,
you know,
these are like funnier than like mean tweets. Y'all seen the celebrities read mean tweets? When I read these comments, it kills me.
And he'd be calling me, Angel, did you see? And I'd be like, yes, I saw. All right, you guys, thank you so much. Sorry that this is such a short podcast, but we got a vacation to go on. We got mother-in-law in the living room. We about to go have a good old time and just celebrate our love with each other. So again, make sure you like our this podcast, especially on iTunes. It makes us more discoverable. And leave comments on SoundCloud. We'll read all of them. Until 2 Wednesdays from now, we will see you all later. We love you all, and God bless.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye.